Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1538 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. And at this point, I said that Mr. Dot Frank shut the door and disappeared. When I was on the witness stand, I only answered such questions as were put to me by the Solicitor General or by counsel for Frank. If I had been permitted to tell the facts in my own way, I would have told them exactly as I am telling them now. When Mr. Frank opened the dressing room door and looked in and asked the girls if they did not have any work to do, none of them were in an exposed condition. I had removed my outside street skirt, but my person was fully protected by my underskirt, and while Miss Jackson had removed a part of her clothes, her person was not in any way exposed. Detective Bass Rosser called at my home during the trial of Mr. Dot Frank and interviewed me and asked me a great many embarrassing questions as to what I knew against the character of Mr. Dot Frank. I told him that I knew nothing that would reflect on Mr. Frank, and further told him that so far as my knowledge went and so far as I had observed, Mr. Dot Frank always conducted himself as a gentleman. I do not think Mr. Dot Frank showed me the proper respect in coming into the dressing room as he did. Debbie Jones, Tully Caldwell, O.Z. Ledford, H.C. Scheif, sworn for the Movant. We know Mamie Kitchens Edmonds, and she could have knowledge of the facts testified by her by reason of the fact that she had been an employee of the factory and was acquainted with Leo M. Frank as an employee there, attested by G.O. F. Burke as notary. Group 11, Marie Karst, sworn for the Movant. I worked at the National Pencil Company about 18 months prior to January 1913 and knew Leo M. Dot Frank. I was a witness for the state at the trial of Leo M. Dot Frank, and testified that his character was bad, and I was not cross-examined. If I had been asked as to how I knew Mr. Dot Frank, quote, S. character was bad, I could only have said because I had heard girls say that they were afraid to have him catch them loafing. No girl or women ever told me that Mr. Dot Frank had ever in any way insulted them. I never saw any woman in Mr. Dot Frank, quote, S. office, and never heard any other girl or women say that they never saw any woman in Mr. Dot Frank, quote, S. office, drinking or eating in any way.